Welcome to episode one, the first of many episodes to come in this new variety podcast series. Thanks for joining in. Today's episode is called Here We Go, also known as How It All Began and Where We're Headed. When I recently announced my plans for the podcast, my family and friends were completely shocked. For them, it seemed like this idea came from out of the blue, but the truth is, this has been in the works for over 40 years. I just never told anybody. It all started when I was 6 years old. Of course, there were no podcasts then, or even internet for that matter, but my parents listened to the radio a lot in the car. It just kind of became ingrained in me. I would ride my little bike around in our driveway for what seemed like hours at a time, pretending to be on the radio talk show. And yes, I still had training wheels on at the time. First time they came off, I rode that little bike right into a rose bush. But getting back to the topic, this imaginary radio show went on day after day, year after year, and sometimes I was doing interviewing and sometimes I was being interviewed. But what I really wanted was to be interviewed as a famous singer, and I never told that to anyone either. So my family's hearing that for the first time right now. For whatever reason, I've mostly kept my personal dreams and ambitions to myself until now. One of the things I've been asked is why I wanted to create a podcast. I'll tell you. I love making connections with people. I find it really enriching to learn about others' perspective. Their likes, their dislikes, interests, especially cultures, whether they're from another part of the country or from another part of the world. And I've had the good fortune of connecting with others from around the globe. I love culture, and I make a fabulous tourist. I'm fascinated with our differences, and I enjoy connecting on the things that we have in common. I've been studying psychology and human behavior since I was 9 years old. 9 years old, if you can believe it. Beginning with each monthly issue of the Reader's Digest, which we always seemed to have around the house when I was a kid. During my summers as a teenager, I could usually be found reading some nonfiction book from the local library. I think I read every interesting book they had in the small self-help section. I studied things like handwriting analysis, body language, and my favorite book was Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now, if you haven't read that book, it's not a lot about learning to be manipulative as it might sound. It's about how to connect with people. I read it for the first time when I was 15, and although I was too young to really grasp the deeper meaning, it helped a lot with my people skills when I wasn't acting like a drama queen and could actually remember to use the skills. I'm also very curious, which you kind of have to be to host a podcast. I get supercharged by learning how things work, and particularly when it comes to people and what makes them tick or what drives behavior. I spent a few years as a manager in a call center, coaching my team on customer service and proper call handling. And over time, as I listened to call after call after call, I learned to look beyond what was happening in the call and really see the person behind the recording, whether it was a customer or one of my team members. And it seems the more I learn about people, the more curious I am, and the more I appreciate people and their own life experiences. Speaking of, you might be wondering who I am. Unless you're a friend, family member, or a coworker, chances are you've never heard of me. I've always kept a pretty low profile online, but I've come to realize that there aren't a lot of places where people can go to hear real stories from real people about real life. It seems like there's always this fear of judgment and the need to hide imperfections. We all have them, but our modern social media has made it so difficult to keep from comparing our worst with someone else's best. Have you experienced this? I know I can certainly relate to it. So everywhere I look, it appears that everyone else is happier, they're more successful, kids are more well-behaved, houses are perfectly cleaned and decorated, and there's just this sense of all-around perfection, when the truth is, we're all in the same boat. Nobody's perfect, and we're all looking at each other, feeling inadequate in so many ways. So that's a big part of what's driving my motivation to come out of my online hiding place and create a place where we can just be real. I don't mean like a reality podcast and lots of drama. I do mean we can talk about real life and just enjoy being human. Let's celebrate our differences. We can learn from each other and have fun. And when we need to, we can cry together, and it's okay. So who am I? I'm just like you. I'm a daughter, I'm a mom, and I even have grandbabies. I have babies with fur, babies with feathers, babies with scales and fins, and I even have one that oinks. I've been through some really hard things, and I understand what that feels like. University hospitals put together a list of the top 5 most stressful life events, and like many of you, I can check off everyone from the list. I know what it feels like to be a single mom, to move across the country. I know what it feels like to suddenly lose a home to a fire. And as much as I wish I didn't, I also know what it feels like to lose a child. I know what financial success feels like, but I also know what it feels like to lose it all and wonder how the next bill is getting paid. I'm also familiar with debilitating chronic pain, as well as depression and anxiety. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. For some reason, these last two topics have been mostly avoided in our society. It seems like it's something you just never want to admit experiencing, whether it's a fear of being judged, misunderstood, or even being perceived by others as being less capable. But it doesn't have to be that way. Let's change that. Life is like a flower garden, and I don't mean the flower and garden show at Walt Disney World. I mean the kind where no matter how hard you try, an annoying weed will occasionally pop up and try to take over your whole beautiful garden. But here's the thing. We can yank that weed right out of the ground. It might keep its roots and keep coming back, but we don't have to let it ruin the garden. Even when we just don't feel like we're strong enough to fight it and the weeds take over, the flowers are still plenty beautiful. And you know what? Some weeds even turn into wildflowers. I had a wildflower garden in my front yard that I think for a long time the neighbors thought were just weeds out of hand in my flower bed. But as it turns out, they grew up and they bloomed into the most beautiful wildflowers. And all of a sudden, something that looked so terrible was something that was really beautiful to look at. So when I say sometimes weeds turn into wildflowers, by that I mean sometimes what can feel like the end of the world at the time can turn into a wonderful opportunity for growth if we'll take the time and the effort to see it for what it is and learn what we can from it. Sometimes hindsight really is 20/20. My bottom line has kind of become, don't sweat the small stuff, especially what you can't change or what isn't really worth changing. I've had to learn to choose my battles with myself. It's so easy for me to get caught up in expecting perfection from myself. Sometimes I have to take a step back, give myself a break, and just tell me to back off. And you know what? That feels a whole lot better than pursuing some unrealistic expectation of myself. I expect so much more of myself than anybody else could ever reasonably expect. Life is demanding enough without us doing that to ourselves. I'm learning to be the best I can be today. And tomorrow will be a new day, and I'll be the best I can be tomorrow. And I can promise you my best is still not perfect, and that is okay. So what can you expect from each episode on this podcast? You never know. Episode by episode, you find I can be a little quirky. Case in point, Gary Larson's The Far Side is one of my all-time favorite comics, along with Calvin and Hobbes. Just to give you a little idea of my humor. You'll probably also hear me quoting movie lines. I'm just certain that movies are there to give us a movie line to be able to quote at any given moment. I've embraced a lot of unusual opportunities in life in a variety of subjects. And I've had a lot of unique experiences as a result, which we'll draw from in part and in pieces as the series continues. Although I have a lot of business experience, in essence, I'm really an artist at heart, and I love to create. Whether it's music, jewelry, decorations for my home, or even cooking. Now, with cooking, it's only fair to say that I don't love all cooking. In fact, making dinner every night is one of my very least favorite things to do. My family is very lucky that my sweet husband excels at that, and he's always willing to help out. Even if it just means ordering pizza. He's got dinner a lot of the time. In true artist form, I prefer big-time production dinners, like Thanksgiving for a crowd, or a formal dining etiquette experience for our local church youth group. I've also rediscovered cake decorating, thanks to the Food Network, and after learning about fun ingredients like super burning hot isomalt you can use to make edible glass-like details, cake decorating has taken on a whole new dimension for me. Needless to say, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, oh, it's so much fun. And since this is a variety show, the sky's the limit on what we can discover. Variety really is the spice of life. So this will be a work in progress, and we'll just roll with it and evolve over time as the series continues. New episodes will be rolling out every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, so be on the lookout. Let's connect, have fun, and be real. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about, a guest you'd like to be featured, or something you'd like to learn or improve, send me a message. I'll do my very best to make it happen. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, let me know that too. I'll leave you with this. It's a quote from arguably one of the most inspirational first ladies in U.S. history, Eleanor Roosevelt. She said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to tell your friends. We'll see you next time right here on Real Flower Gardens Have Weeds.